Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today on this kind of a dreary Sunday morning, but it will soon clear, and we thank the Lord for the rain that He sent us yesterday. In our call to worship today, I'm in Galatians chapter 4, and I want to read just the first five verses of this passage of Scripture. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. You know, at Christmas time, we often get wrapped up in all the sights and sounds and expectations that the culture has placed upon this holiday. And we forget about the true nature of what this season is supposed to be about. And that is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who became the Son of Man, willingly placing Himself under the confinement of a human body. Imagine that. Being God who fills all the expanse of the universe and then containing Himself in one human body. That's what He chose to do. And why did He do that? Well, the Bible makes it very clear that when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem. Oh, that's a word that you need to have in your vocabulary, Christian. It's an important word. It is a defining word. It means to purchase back. To purchase back. You see, because of sin, we were stripped from our true Father, and we were taken away and put in bondage to sin, to the kingdom of Satan, became His servant. And yet Jesus Christ came to this earth and He made a way possible through His atoning blood that was shed on Calvary Street, whereby He could buy back from the kingdom of darkness, buy back lost sinners and bring them into His own kingdom. But it took the death of Jesus Christ to accomplish that. I don't know that we'll ever in this world understand or know fully what it means to be redeemed, but I do know this. It means to be made like Jesus Christ. And it means that I get to live with Him for all eternity at His place, at His house. And that, I think, should thrill our souls. We have a tendency to think like the world. We value things like the world. But I want to tell you something. The world knows nothing about the fullness of redemption that's found in Jesus Christ. But they need to know. And how will they not know? Well, they won't know when you don't go and you don't tell them. What an opportunity at this Christmas time to share the good news of the redemption of Jesus Christ, who in the fullness of time came and accomplished that work so that lost sinners might be bought back from bondage and brought into the presence of Jesus Christ. Oh, how we need to tell others. We need to make it a point. We need to determine each and every day, I'm going to witness to someone about the Lord Jesus Christ and of that wonderful redemption that was made possible when Jesus Christ came. I pray that you know that redemption, and I pray that you desire to share that redemption with others.